Experts say Indonesia is experiencing unexpectedly high rates of children stunting. Studies show that many Indonesian children are stunted in their growth. They fail to grow as large as their parents. They also develop at a slower rate than healthy boys and girls. A World Bank publication reports that 37% of Indonesia's children were stunted in 2013. That percentage is similar to some poor African countries south of the Sahara Desert. The bank noted that stunting can limit a child's physical and mental abilities and cause lifelong damage. The World Health Organization defines stunting as restricted growth and development that children experience from poor nutrition, repeated infection, and lack of psychosocial stimulation. Now, the Indonesian government is declaring war on childhood stunting. The health ministry and other government agencies have worked to fight the problem for years. But the administration of President Joko Jokowi Widodo has made dealing with stunting an issue of national importance. He talked about it in an Independence Day speech last year. Health experts say the first 1,000 days of a child's life are important in preventing stunting. They say children require good nutrition, stimulation and activity, clean water, and timely treatment of conditions like diarrhea and malaria. Stunting affects more than 1 in 3 Indonesian children. That means about 9 million children in Southeast Asia's most populous country are suffering from developmental limitations. The poorest areas have the highest rates of childhood stunting. The eastern province of Nusa Tenggara Timur have a 52% rate, the country's highest. But stunting affects developed areas, with some rates among the wealthy as high as 29%. Dr. Brian Triprahastuti serves as an advisor to the Indonesian president on the issue of stunting. He said, "The reasons for the stunting problem today go beyond the usual issues of poverty and limited access to public services." He said that officials believe that behavior is the main problem of this stunting issue. In the World Bank publication, Jokowi called current stunting rates unacceptable. He promised to prevent 2 million children from being stunted by 2021. He said that ending stunting is a main priority for our government. Jim Yong Kim is president of the World Bank Group. He said the Indonesian government is investing in what he said are evidence-based interventions across 100 districts. He added that the government plans to expand the program to all 541 districts by 2021. Sri Prahastuti of the president's office said that the government was accepting a human rights-based approach. He said, "For all pregnant women in Indonesia, everywhere, for all children under 2, everywhere, we have to support them." Claudio Rox is a World Bank health specialist. She said, "Indonesian officials know they have a huge problem and are ready to do something about it." She added, "Everything is in place for them to do it well. They just have to coordinate better, be persistent, and make sure that these kids get the best start in life they can get." I'm Jonathan Evans.